Purification is the process of removing impurities or contaminants from something. We purify to make clean, safe, or better. Water, for example, is purified to remove potential harmful elements and to make it drinkable. We have heard of stories of people drinking bad water or water that makes them sick. Unpurified water has the potential to make you ill. You can get parasites, gastrointestinal problems, and it could even lead to death. Hence the need for purification. Now we're all called to be pure as our Father is pure. Lent is a season of purification. It is us walking in the desert with the goal of removing impurities and contaminants, making us more Christ-like. We started this Lenten season this past Ash Wednesday, and the season is for a 40-day journey of purification. Not that we are to be purified just these 40 days, but that as a community, as a church, as a body, we all join in and we all admit that we need purification. The 40 days should remind us of Noah and the flood, where the Lord purified the earth. It should remind us of the people of Israel going through the desert. They were being purified before reaching the promised land. It should remind us of the gospel today, Jesus being led by the Spirit into the desert. Now, you might ask, but why would Jesus go to the desert to get purified? And he didn't go to the desert to be purified because he is pure. But I believe that he entered the desert to teach us what we need to be purified from. What are the impurities or the contaminants that we need to be cleansed from? As well as I believe that he also entered to show us how to be purified. So what do we need to be purified from? The three temptations that Jesus faced in the desert tell us what we need to be purified from. And they correlate to the fall and the temptations that Adam and Eve also faced. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3 is the fall, and there's a line that states, "So when the women saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of it and ate." There are our impurities or temptations. Three main impurities that we need to be cleansed from. So ask yourself, why did she eat of the fruit? It states that the women saw that the tree was good for food, the desire of the flesh, also known as pleasure. She also ate because she saw that it was a delight to the eye, the desire of the eye, also known as power or possession. And the final reason why she ate was the desire to make one wise. That the tree was to be desired to make one wise, also known as pride. The three main impurities that we need to be cleansed from are the impurities that have hindered us since the fall. Desire of the flesh or pleasure, desire of the eye or power possession, and desire to be wise or pride. And at times they have been referred to as the three P's: pleasure, power, possession, and pride. Jesus entered the desert to undo or to show us how those impurities can be purified. When the devil approached him, he knew that Jesus was hungry, and he tempted him with pleasure. "Turn that stone into bread," the delight of the flesh. Then the devil offered Jesus power, glory, and possession if Jesus worshiped him. The impurity of power or possession, the delight of the eye. Finally, the devil attempted to get Jesus to be proud and to test God by throwing himself off the temple. Pride. The same impurities that Adam and Eve encountered. which are the same temptations or impurity that I believe that you and I face today. The temptation of pleasure, possession, power, and pride. If you look around the world today, I believe that the reason why we have wars is because someone allowed pleasure, power, or pride to get a hold of them. If you think about the world in reference to poverty, the reason I think it exists is because one way or another, I might think that if I share what I have, there will not be enough for me. Possession. Think about discrimination, bullying, abuse, criminal acts. I think that they all can be manifestations of me thinking I am better than you, or I deserve more than you. Pride. Think about it in your personal life. How are pleasure, power, possession, pride manifested? Think about what sins you confess the most. Lent is a period of purification. It's a period of us letting go and letting God. It is time for us to ask our Lord to show us our impurities, our temptations, and ask Him to help us get purified. So how can we get purified? During our Lenten season, our Lenten journey, the church teaches us or gives us the antidote to the temptations. It tells us how to be purified. The three pillars of Lent are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. They were given to us not at random, but they were given to us because they are the tools of purification. They are what combat the impurities, what cleanses us. Jesus himself told us, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms. They were not suggestions, they were expectations, because they are our tools of purification. If you struggle with the temptation of pleasure, the desire of the flesh, then fasting is the antidote or the tool because it forces you to withhold the desires of the flesh. If you struggle with the temptation of possession or power, the desire of the eye, then almsgiving is the antidote or the tool because it forces you to give rather than take or receive. It makes you get out of your desires and think of the needs of others. If you struggle with the temptation of pride, then prayer is the antidote because it forces you to recognize that you need help. It humbles you to think that you can't do it alone, that you need a greater power to help you. We all need prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Not just during the season, but every day in our journey. But during this Lenten season, I challenge you to think about your greatest struggle. Which temptation, impurity, is your kryptonite? And let us walk together this season, asking our Lord to help us in the journey of purification.